Okay, the audio's on.
Okay, thank you. I want to call the Emergency Health and Social Services, the Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. This is July the 30th, and it is 1:02 p.m. First on the agenda is prayer. Speaker Pratt, would you give us our afternoon prayer?
Yes, thank you. Father God, we come to you today, and thank you for another day of life. And I just thank you for all that you are and all the blessings that you bestow upon myself and my family, my children. And I just thank you for my children's lives, Lord. And I ask that you bless them and guide them in their walk of life each day. And I'm grateful for their happiness and all those around them who are kind to them, Father. And I ask that you bless our community and all those who are hurting and fighting illness today, Father. Please put their minds at ease, and may they turn to you and praise you and worship you and ask you for your guidance and love and protection over them, Father. And I just ask that you bless the Osage Nation and Osage people, wherever they may be, and bless our country and our leaders as they continue to navigate through this time and be in their hearts and minds, and bless their lives and the stress in their lives and their decisions as they move forward. I ask all these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Thank you very much. Next on the agenda is roll call. Clerk, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present. We have a quorum. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Chairwoman.
Congressman Walker.
Okay, so OMCA 2154, this is on page 2. That's the railroad right-of-way bill. Is that the right bill number for that bill? There's a lot of bill numbers out there. For some reason, I was thinking that was the direct bill number.
2150. Yes, that is the right-of-way bill.
Okay, so looking at the amendment.
Congressman Walker.
What?
FYI, I can barely hear him. You sound like you're in the attic.
How about now?
You know, that's box good. In the attic. Just kidding. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Well, that kind of stinks. I've been using my Bose Bluetooth over there. It's been working out pretty good up until right now. So on that, on the motion to amend down from 17 to 8, is that vote tally right where there are two no votes?
Yes.
Okay. And didn't that bill make it out of committee?
Yes.
Is that, I don't see that vote reflected. So it's the motion to amend in that vote tally, but I don't see the motion to report out.
Well, let me double check here.
Let me pull the minutes and, or the handwritten notes that I have, just a moment.
I think that, excuse me, Chair.
Speaker Pratt.
I think that was the final vote, the final vote. I think we all voted to amend it. I think the vote count on motion to amend was the final vote of the reporting.
What do you show, Clark?
That's what I think.
Yes, I did not put the motion to report motion in there, and I didn't put the vote count for the motion to amend. So the motion to amend was seconded and passed with 6 yeas and 0 nays, and the motion to report was the 4 yeas and 2 nays. And I'm making that correction now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Walker.
Okay. I move to pass the minutes as amended.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Good.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Say no. I had minutes are approved. Thank you.
I apologize. Mr. Haley is on the line. Chair.
We can hear your conversation. If you could mute your line, please. Thank you. So, okay, approval of minutes is done. So we're on to item number 5, and it's ONCA 2185, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $239,900 to the City of Pawhuska Emergency Medical Services Department of American Rescue Plan Act funds for purchase of a new ambulance and to establish an alternate effective date. Speaker Pratt, you are the sponsor, and you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. So you should have received the letter of request from Mr. Haley and also an estimate for the purchase, the ambulance estimate. I have asked him to be on the line today if the committee would like to ask questions, and he is. To get into specific numbers, but otherwise he was expressed the need to have two good working ambulance units, the most reliable with the uptick in COVID responses as well as needs in the community. So if you have additional questions, of course I'm available, but so is Mr. Haley on the line.
Are there any questions?
This is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, everyone. Hello, Mr. Haley. I have a question about the ambulance purchase concerning, does the city of Pawhuska own the ambulance service?
Yes, they do.
The city owns it. So the ambulance will be going, okay, so the ambulance will be going actually to the city of Pawhuska, not to a private entity.
Right, to the city of Pawhuska. We are city owned.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anyone else who has a question? Okay, hearing none.
Chair, I just had a quick question. Thank you. How many ambulances serve the city of Pawhuska currently?
We have one primary unit, 911, what we call the 911 one unit. We also have a day truck that we run for, mainly for transports, mainly for transports, but it's also serves 911 too, in case, we get multiple calls at the same time. Plus we also, a lot of times, mutual aid for Barnstall, for Harmony, for Wynonna, their area, Wynonna. So it's not uncommon for us to go outside of our area.
Is this the ambulance that's parked down at the fire station?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we're housed down.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Anyone else with a question?
I have a question.
Congressman Walker.
Mr. Staley. Do you happen to...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Are you aware of the city of Pawhuska receiving any ARPA funds yet? Or
Congressman Walker, we can't hear you. You need to speak up.
How about now?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Uh-oh, got a call. Mr. Haley, are you aware of the city of Pawhuska receiving any ARPA funds?
I'm aware of it, but I don't know how much or anything as far as I wasn't privileged to that and or what they have done with it.
Okay, that's all.
Madam Chair.
I'm looking.
It's Jordan.
Oh, sorry. Jordan, go ahead.
I'm aware that so far they've received $550,000 in American Rescue Plan funds.
And that's what you saw that was received by the city, right?
No, ma'am. That was from NCOG.
Oh, okay.
Chairwoman.
Congressman Walker.
Right, and I've seen that report as well, and I wanted to point out, I may not be completely germane, but it shows the city of Harmony, I think, receiving $540,000. So, FYI.
Okay, sure.
Congresswoman. Staple?
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. So some of us are aware, and I have, of course, Mr. Haley saying he's not aware of that information. I am the only one. So he would probably, in his position, have to confirm that, right? And so that's just the information that we as a Congress have are in possession of. I believe there was a discussion of Harmony personnel not knowing if for sure it had already been received. But then there was also discussion of that there had been a request, but it was denied. So I did ask Mr. Haley if a request had been made by him, and he stated no. And so I asked him if he would continue to follow up on that. However, I think theirs is at $550,000. And so that would, this ask would obviously be at least half of the amount received. So with a decent sized city regarding that amount of money, there's probably multiple things they need to take care of. But I did, just for the committee's knowledge, that I did ask that if he would continue to follow up on such a request and ask about those funds as soon as possible in the days to come. Okay. But again, I can't speak for them, but that would be at least half of their budget. So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question? Okay, I have a question, and not to be offensive, I am wondering, or what's going through my mind was also about the ARPA funds, but even further than that, these other communities are extremely small communities, and so I'm sure that their tax base is extremely small. However, Pawhuska's seen a boom over the years, and so I was wondering, and Mr. Haley may not know this, if there was a schedule for replacement of these vehicles already on for the city of Pawhuska, or if there really is truly a lack of funding available from the city for these vehicles. And again, I don't know the relationship, and I don't know the business of the city. So is there any comments? Oh,
over the years, we have not had a schedule as far as replacing the ambulance service. Our ambulances, we would like to, because after so many miles, they just kind of start falling apart. But there has never really been a schedule set to replace them. The last ambulance that we had bought was in 2016 or 15, actually, it was 2016. And we did use, we got a grant from NCOG for $80,000 on that one. So, okay. I hope that helps it.
All right. Thank you. Does anyone else have a question or comments?
This is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. So listening to the discussion brought me to ask a few more, and I have another inquiry, so I appreciate your time. So Mr. Haley, can you just give us a little bit of a rundown? I think I heard, which I could have, my reception's not the best at times. I think I heard you say that you'd like to have two ambulances to service this area?
Yes.
Okay, and you currently do have two working ambulances?
We actually have three. Like I said, our main ambulance that we do 911 calls are first out, what we call. It is a 2016, so it's in pretty good shape still. The other second ambulance is that we use for transfers and that. We've had motors replaced in it several times, and it's just, constantly falling apart because it is old. It's almost needs a new chassis under it now. We also have a third van, a van style, which is a 2013, but it's a smaller van type. We just got it in case any of these others break down, because we have to have a backup truck in case vehicles break down and are even for maintenance and things like that. So yes, so we currently have three.
Okay, may I continue?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So, okay, I need help. I needed just a little bit more help with the clarification, if that's all right, Mr. Haley. Yes. When you say you have two ambulances and then you have a van, are you calling that an ambulance also?
That's an ambulance.
Maybe
yes.
That's your third.
Yes, ma'am. It's an ambulance.
So it has all the equipment that a normal ambulance we would see driving down the road has in it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so they're all operational at this time?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm assuming, and so please help me here. You have one that's in really pretty good, decent shape, or?
Yes, yes.
A full-fledged ambulance that's in really good shape, or no?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And then your second one is not as in good shape, or it is?
That one we just replaced the motor in. So, I mean, it as far as mechanical-wise, it's, you know, it should be fairly decent as far as running and hopefully not falling apart. But the chassis of it is, you know, it's old. So, and I mean, we can still run calls out, and I you know, I trust it to do that. So I would honestly say that we have two that are in good shape enough to, you know, run calls.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Haley. And right. Then, so let's just, for instance, say that this appropriation comes through and you're able to purchase a new ambulance. What is your plan to do with the other two, since you like to have two, I guess? What would be the plan?
Actually, we have three. Count that van. Ambulance.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
So, right. So basically, we would get rid of that one. Maybe, you know, try to recoup some money. We have two, the main one, because our business is kind of picking up, and so when we have to have a backup ambulance for at least one for each truck, not each truck, but at least a backup ambulance in case one breaks down or in shop again, like I said earlier, to you know, to fill in until we get the other one back or whatever the case may be. So, yes, two. I want two dependable, and I know I tried to clarify that, but we put a lot of miles on our vehicles because not all of our calls, even though we have a hospital here in Pawhuska, we do a lot of TULSA transfers. We do a lot of, you know, out of the hospital here, and even from Pawhuska straight to Tulsa. So there's a lot of miles being put on these ambulances. And the more miles you put on them, of course, the worse they get as far as that goes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Haley, for that information. Fine. And so I'm not against people having equipment that they need. I'm a nurse. My background is there. I'm still, you know, hold a licensure as one. And so I'm just really trying to understand the absolute and total need. And I'm not saying that you don't have one. Mm-hmm. So I do have a little apprehension with this particular piece. Just personally, I do. And it's nothing against any, you know, anything. It's just getting the information that we have and knowing that you that we do have some other small communities that could possibly be in more need at this time. So I just want you to know that it's nothing personal, but I'm just not sure I'm there yet with the to go ahead and push through with this, being that, you know, Congresswoman Saylor did make the comment, you know, which we all do know, is that there's been a huge, you know, influx of tourists, and which has helped the city of Pawhuska, and we are so happy for it. I certainly am. My father lives there, and naturally I would want him to be able to get in a well-equipped ambulance that's going to get him where he needs to go. So I do know of other communities that, you know, have one ambulance that's limping along, and so just know, Mr. Haley, that it's not that I don't think that you all are absolutely deserving. It just may be that it may not be at the priority list of other smaller communities.
Oh, I understand. I appreciate that.
Chair Sable.
Speaker Pratt.
Yeah, so Mr. Haley, I don't think she was, I think Congresswoman Lemon was just asking you to repeat yourself, maybe because she didn't hear you the first time. I'm not sure. But so I realized that you know, it kind of sounded like it made you feel a little, but I think it's just maybe she didn't hear you, because you did go down the list of the, there are three, and that the first one was the 2016. It is your most reliable. The second one is the backup. It has had to have many repairs. And it's a 2006, but it has been repaired a few times and most recently. And then the third one is a ambulance van. And so, so I just wanted to make that clear, repeat it again. And then also, so that your intent would to have two really good, reliable, which would be the 2016. And then should you receive a new one, have the funds to buy a new one, then there would be a new one. So then the discussion would be, what were you going to do with the van, which you said that you would try to obviously recoup funds from it. So the thing is, I would like to know is, what areas do you cover? Because there, I totally agree with my colleagues in saying that there are other communities that have those needs, but there are also those small communities that don't have the capacity to have their own, you know, office for headquarters for an ambulance. So I guess the question would be then what, so then you would be, who would be covering those smaller communities? Therefore, there is the need to be able to run them. So can you tell me what areas you do run?
Well, our main area, of course, is the city of Pawhuska. I'm not sure exactly what the square footage is as far as the how far out we go. But, I mean, there are lines kind of drawn by the Oklahoma State Department of Health as far as the coverage areas. So I realize that, you know, Harmony is taking Winona. That's, you know, that's kind of a – used to be ours, too. We used to cover that, too. Barnsdall is, I mean, we do more mutual aid, but maybe just, you know, 10 miles outside the city limits in a circle. The thing about it, up north, there's really nothing, hardly anything up there other than Tallgrass Prairies. And you know, we do have a few calls up in that area, which takes us about 15 minutes to get up there. But so, no, we're pretty much limited to, you know, Pawhuska area. Unless we're called for mutual aid, which happens quite a bit. For us, again, it's our transports that and the places that we have to go, even though we have that hospital here, you know, a lot of things can't go here. It needs to go someplace else. But I understand, and I, you know, again, I appreciate it. I want to apologize, first of all, I want to apologize for not having the information that, you know, that you guys are really asking for. I just took over as the director back in June. So, and knowing about this, I didn't know about this until last Friday. So it's, I don't have anything together as far as, you know, what you guys are asking about other than what I've gave you.
Mr. Haley.
Yes.
This is Congresswoman Stabler. I notice, a lot of times there's a van that is stationed out between here, about halfway between here and Ponca. And I'm assuming that's one of your ambulances.
No, I don't believe that is. No, because okay. we don't stage anywhere okay. other than here at the station.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yes. If it here in Ponca, that'd either be Shidler, and I don't think they would do that. It might be Fairfax.
Okay.
Congresswoman Stabler, I believe it is the Fairfax service.
Okay. Thank you for that. Anyone else have a question? What would the committee like to do? Is there any movement?
Chair Stabler, I just had another question, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Have you approached the City Council of Pawhuska to inquire or even ask about if there was a possibility for partial funding or any funding at all for another ambulance, a new ambulance?
No, sir, I haven't. That is something that I would definitely look into. I mean, we have to, of course, our, for me, it would go to our city manager, then it would go before the council, city council. Yes, that would be the appropriate thing. But no, I have not yet. So, but it is something that I would definitely do.
Chair Stabler?
Speaker Pratt?
Yeah, so just to reiterate what Mr. Haley already answered that question, and he, in my opening remarks, in stating that he and I had that discussion and that he was going to commit to following up with speaking with the city manager regarding what happened, confirming that the receipt of the ARPA dollars that we have been made aware of, and speak with her about that request, because we're discussing this in committee today. We don't have a lot of time, but it's at least, you know, he can make that request. But then again, as I stated, that this ask would be half of what they received, at least half of what they received. So, you know, you never know if they're going to say, okay, you know, we have these funds, but there's the one item that takes at least half. Anyways, I know we're in a pickle, but we are not quite there yet as far as the discussion of priorities, et cetera. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to report this bill.
ONCA 2185
to the Congress with the due pass recommendation. You know, and I can continue to follow up with Mr. Haley on the that discussion, or, you know, possible amendments when we get there. So that's my motion at this time.
Motion, do we have a second? Got to get a second for discussion.
Yes, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Just want to remind the committee that this is a special session and we do have to vote on all of these bills. So we need to move it even with a no recommendation, or move it with the opportunity to withdraw it later, or whatever it is, the action needs to be made.
Chair Vaughn.
Congressman Walker.
Right, it's no secret. I live in Pawhuska, and I want to support this.
Need to get closer to that mic, Congressman.
It's no secret. I live in Pawhuska, and I want to support this, and I will support an appropriation for an ambulance. I just don't know that the full amount is something that the Osage Nation should foot the bill on. I think the city of Pawhuska has the ability to participate in purchasing a new ambulance, not only with the revenue that they have, but also with some of the ARPA funds available. So I'll just say that much, but I'm going to go ahead and vote yes to move this along and allow it its consideration with the rest of the appropriations that we've been considering for the last week.
Thank you. Any other discussion? I have one. Would the sponsor be open to amending the funding? See, is this one in? Yeah, from changing it from ARPA to tribal funds.
Chair, yes, ma'am. I that's gone through my head, and I was certainly in the final hours when we ever make it to that discussion. that is something that was in the back of my mind and to prepare to do that. And I understand that, but at the same time, you know, we talk a lot about each bill we address, we're saying, you know, is it per COVID response? Is it COVID related? And if there's, I would absolutely say that this is, I mean, they're truly responding to COVID calls. And we do know that they are on the rise, especially in that they are going pretty strong in Pawhuska alone right now. And because we know that even within our Osage Nation base, and it's in Pawhuska. So even if they don't, you know, live there, we know that there's been exposure all within. So I'm just saying that if we talk, you know, we're looking for good answers of what's allowable under the COVID funds, this is so, but absolutely I'm ready and willing to address amounts. I'm willing to stay in communication with Mr. Haley until those final moments and trying to follow up with the city. But we have a community ask, and it is responding to COVID. And so I think that it certainly fits where it is. However, yes, I am prepared to continue figuring the information out regarding adjusting the amounts and or adjusting the fund that it's coming from. So yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. All those in favor of the motion to report with a due pass, signify by saying yes.
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 Any saying no? Any against say no, I guess. Hearing none, bill motion passes for 2185.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn and
second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 We are adjourned. Yes. Thank you very much, committee.
Thank you, Mr. Haley, for being on the call.
Thank you.
I will be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
And a reminder to everyone that we have GovOps is going to start at 2.
Is scheduled to start at 2.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker.
No problem. Thank you.